Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord speaks to us spirit to spirit, heart to heart. And all of His words make the difference. When no other words make the difference, the words of God makes the difference. Now, the Word of God has always blessed me. It's our foundation. And when the Spirit of God reveals it to us, we measure it greater, and we have greater success. Easy to understand. And the Word of God is easy to receive. It's sown in peace. Before, you know, we expect people to hear the Word and receive it all at once. It doesn't work that way. It can, but things have to happen. The walls have to be torn down within the person. Walls of deception, old thoughts, habit systems, the thoughts of others, and then demonic interference. All these things are going on against a person when they hear the Word of God. But living the light opens the door. As easy as the gospel is to receive, that the influence to not get saved is real. And it comes from many directions. And I've been fighting that system since before I got saved. Because I had to come out of it. And it was a fight. I remember how, just to make up my mind to get saved, I wanted to get saved, but I didn't. You know, after I got saved, I wish I had done it years ago. But I had to be determined. I had to get in faith. And just like everybody else, I heard the word. It got in my heart. And it formed faith in me for the truth. I heard many lies, options, alternatives. I heard many alternatives. So many people had their opinions. I had to muddle through all that. But every time the enemy challenged me with one of his alternatives, false religions. You know, not getting saved is a religion all by itself. Because it's an opinion you act on in the name of, you know, either for or against God. When you're making a decision, when you have any thought process concerning God, it can be considered a religion. Being an atheist, it's a form of thought against God, or a decision not to believe in God. It's a system. It's a world system. And it's a world religion. They even have a non-profit society. Crazy. But whatever school of thought you're in and trapped in, you have to break out. And the enemy has been setting these traps for years. And it started in the land of Shinar, plains of Babylon, where men defiantly went against God, blatantly and defiantly, built a tower, an alternative path to heaven. Now, we need the Lord. The Lord loves us. And man, in his best efforts, misunderstand God. And it can be a challenge. The Lord showed me something wonderful last night. I love to ask the Lord for scriptures before I go to sleep, just to see what He'll say. And He had me to read Isaiah 6, and this time I saw something totally new to me. And I read it, I understood it, but this time He pointed out something that I overlooked every time I read it. And then this is what I realized. You know, Isaiah, in the presence of the Lord, he said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I come from a people of unclean lips. And I saw something by the Holy Spirit, of course. He revealed to me that in war, when we do warfare, some Christians, They'll take authority over Satan after they've been taught right. There's a percentage of the people who were taught about authority will actually use it in the first place. They'll study the word, they'll speak the word, and they'll rebuke Satan when they're supposed to, and they'll win in life. But some people hear the word and they don't apply their authority. They ask somebody else to do it. Or they act like they're not good enough to do it. Or they just don't even think about doing it. Even after they buy the tapes and hear the same CDs and tapes that we hear. Because that's how people do. I don't know why. But then there's another avenue. There's another attack point that we need to be fighting against. And that's the persuasion of man. Now, in my life, I rebuke Satan. I have rebuked negative words spoken against me. And I learned that from Lynn Lawson, the pastor he's the pastor of the church at Gardendale. Years ago on the radio, he said, one time I just rebuked all the evil words spoken against the church. And things started just getting better. You know, people speak negative things all the time. And he just rebuked those words. And things lifted off the church. It just got better. Everything worked, operated easier. And that man is a warrior. I love him. Now, I started doing that in my life. But I did it randomly. Now, the persuasion of other people is powerful. Several years ago, 5 to 7 or maybe 8 years ago, the Lord spoke and said that humans persuade humans more than angels and demons. The persuasion of humans, again, humans to humans, is stronger than demons and angels. So, men are persuaded by others, by other men and women. Their voice carries more weight than the voice of angels or demons. And I thought about it, you know, and it's true. That's why 10 men could have, if God had 10 righteous men in the land of Sodom, he wouldn't have had to destroy it. It would have suppressed the evil. But there was not enough light there. You had one righteous man, and he had to be almost dragged out of the place by the angels that were with him. They grabbed him by the hand and walked him out. He was lingering. So his light was dim, but he had some light. And he made it. He and his two daughters. That was Lot. Now, when we fight the good fight of faith, and we do all to stand, one attack point we're going to have to conquer is the persuasion of man. That's why when I have an idea, you know, like I said one of the previous broadcasts, that when I have an idea at work and I have to make something to help everybody, a tool or some kind of, any kind of equipment that we all need. Because people are so negative, I just don't tell them. I make it and then I reveal it. And when they see me making something, everybody want to know what am I doing. But people think so negative. And that persuasion is negative. You can't get anything done if you listen to the advice of negative people. So instead of going through all the motions of hearing all the opinions of negativity, I just build what I'm going to build and be done with it. And I love my friends, but they can be negative. Because of the past, and I say that because of the past. They're not always negative, but they can be. And I'd rather not deal with all that. In life, if you're going to do something positive, you have to almost hide what you're doing. You know, I love that movie, The Hobbit. And when the man killed the dragon, he had one black arrow, and he had to hide it from the very people that he was trying to protect. They would have took it from him. He had to literally hide it. He was going to do good, but he was misunderstood. He was a good man. And the king was jealous of him. You know, his name was Bard. And he was a level-headed guy. He'll help people. But when it came to that, to killing the dragon, he was an expert marksman. But he had the only arrow that could kill the dragon. And his ancestor, Geryon, knocked one of the scales off the dragon 60 years prior. But he didn't kill him. And now, he had one arrow left. One shot, one chance to kill that dragon, and he did. And he had to make a makeshift bow to do it. And he wedged a broken bow between two pillars of wood, and the arrow rested on his son's shoulder. And he guided that arrow, and he told his son, "You look at me." And he killed the dragon. He pulled it off. But he had to hide. The point I'm trying to make is people can be so negative if you're trying to do something right. You're trying to do what God gave you to do. You're trying to do something good. You have to almost hide it, even from Christians. So in spiritual warfare, remember, the enemy will use anybody willing, anybody who can be negative, anybody who can be persuaded in any way. And I'm going to tell you in a moment why people can be so negative. It's not them. It's Satan. The opinions of men they form over time. There's a way people think, and it's not always towards the heart of God's will. So when you start operating according to God's perfect will for you, people are going to have something to say. And what the Lord was showing me last night is you have to rebuke the persuasion of man just like you rebuke the fiery darts and persuasions of Satan. Because Satan is behind all of it. He's behind the negative opinions of men, the ungodly thoughts of men. That's why it's so hard for people to get healed. When Jesus was raising the damsel from the dead, he had to put out the people. They started laughing at him. He had to put them out. And the Lord operates where there's faith. He did something about the persuasion of men. So when there's no word taught about things, some churches, they become a stronghold set against the healing of God or a move of God. If they have no faith for it, their negative opinions will override them. And you'll not get anything done at that place until they repent from their negative thoughts. Isaiah said, "I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips." This was a persuasion set against him. But when the angel touched his lip with that live coal, his tongue was purified and he was strengthened. And when the Lord said, "Who will go for us?" He said, "Here am I, send me." Same man that for a few minutes ago felt inadequate. But he said something about his sin, and he was recognized in the light of God's house. He was in the presence of God. He saw the light. So he also saw his need. And he knew where it came from. That's why it's so important for us to go in the Lord's presence. Things can be revealed when we're in the light. That's why it's so important for us to study God's word until it's revealed to us. Then we can see things for what they are because we're in the light. You know, I have to hide things that I'm doing from people that I love the most, because the negative influence is there. It's real. I detected it, but I didn't fight it. I allowed it because I didn't think to fight it. But now I know. You have to fight the negative opinions of others just like you fight Satan. See, Satan, you know, you have to kill all of his attack points in your heart, in your the thoughts of your heart, the thoughts of your mind, the aches of your body, all these little areas that start doubt fires. That's all they do. They start doubt fires. The fiery darts are fiery darts of doubt to get you in a position where you'll be neutralized and sterile to life. Even the scientific community is a persuasion that people don't fight. It's like Christians, they talk about the power of God, they understand God, and they act like they believe the scientists too. As if their voice is right, as if their speech is good. There are godless scientists, I'm not talking about them. But the scientists that's trying to say that there's no God, they don't have a right to say that. And they standing on the earth he made, breathing the air he made, living in a body that he created. And all that knowledge, they want to say that there's no God. So their credibility is low. All they have is the ability to carbon date. And that's not always accurate. And they use math and they find artifacts. But they're trapped. They're trapped in a religion that can't pay them back. So they can't win. I'm not going to listen to people that I know are wrong. And I won't let their persuasion bring me down. If I'm believing God for healing, I'm going to receive my healing. I don't care what others think. And their persuasion is dead. If it's dead, it's just dead. But I will speak. I hear my Father's voice. He will I follow. A strange voice I won't follow. And I say, you can't use your persuasion of others against me. I rebuke the persuasion of others. The satanic persuasion of others, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And I'm going to go forward in life and do what I do. And when they tell me not to do it, I speak, I do all that's in God's heart. And when they say to me, to my face, what they think and what I should do, and I'm going to say, I will do all that's in God's heart. And they say it again. Well, I don't think you ought to do it this way. I say, I'm going to do all that's in God's heart. I will perform his perfect will. And every other will I hate. Now, if they want to keep talking, I'll keep talking. The persuasion of men, I pull that arrow out of my bosom, because I don't have to live with their doubt or anybody's doubt or unbelief. Unbelief is rejection. That's when you know the truth and you hide it in unrighteousness. You refusing the truth. Just like when they stopped their ears when they were stoning Stephen. They didn't want to hear his words. They didn't want the light. Just like when they wanted Jesus crucified. Same spirit. But he used the persuasion of people. And many people, they fear the persuasion of others. They don't fight it. They don't resist it. But Jesus said, what you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose or allow in on earth is allowed or loosed in heaven. So we don't need to allow satanic things and operations and plans and persuasions to continue. We need to follow God only and not man. And we don't have to please man. We don't have to fear his words. We don't have to recognize his thoughts. We don't have to entertain his opinion. If all that I do, I will do all that's in God's heart. Everything he reveals, I receive it and I'll do it. And I'll change families that change the world. One day at a time. One Holy Ghost thought at a time. One move of God at a time. As God give me his instructions, I'll obey them. And the word of God works. Goliath is no threat. Some people are big. They're loud. And sometimes they seem right, but God's word is right. Strange voice is just another strange voice. A dead opinion is just a dead opinion. It'll never be alive. But the ways of God, they work. And they work to our favor. So, you know, gaining an understanding from the Lord is a blessing. And I love the Holy Spirit. He guides me into all truth. And I'm so glad that I saw what he... I'm so glad that I read that scripture. I obeyed him and listened because it really blessed me. And now I can see areas where I'm going to really succeed. The Lord our God is good, folks. And his return is soon. And his words are accurate. As we go forward in him, we live forever. And we can go forward in him. And we can do all to stand and do all that's in his heart. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in our lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is Lord.